That's pretty. I like that. That sounds good. Hey, we ought to take a minute. We've got folks on the on hold, and before we get to y'all, let's just welcome a couple new Rosie on the House partners. We're expanding the referral network very slowly. We are not loosening up the filters that you are required to get in to be Rosie certified. We're not necessarily interested in being the biggest referral network in the state, but we are deeply committed to being the best referral network. And we'd like to welcome Bridges Connor. Runs a company called Get Organized with Bridges. And we met Bridges through need of our own. And it was just a fabulous experience. And so we asked her if she'd be interested in becoming Rosie certified. She was. She passed with flying colors. Folks, if you're professional, if you need a professional organizer for downsizing, retirement downsizing, organization of any type, you got to get a hold of Bridges. It's called Get Organized with Bridges and Company. GetOrganizedWithBridges.com. You can find her at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Congratulations to Pella for opening a new showroom. Going to be opened up. It is open now. Open to October 5th in the Gilbert area. And we appreciate that. And congratulations to Bellegarde, who's also opened a new solution center in Tempe. So our partners got a lot going on. We're all committed to staying focused on doing whatever we have to do to earn your trust and respect. Let's see if we can go to North Valley. Welcome Greg into the conversation.
Before you start your conversation, can I just tell you a little something fun?
Well, yeah, I love fun stuff. Sure.
Our last caller from the last segment,
yeah,
Jay. He was actually
on the modular home bathroom remodel.
That's right.
Okay.
He was actually one of our staycation winners.
Oh, what a hoot.
He got to go to Tubac, and they stayed in a little casita. It's a beautiful location right there on the golf course, and he said it rained all weekend, but they still had a wonderful time. And I said, you know what? Rain sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah, it sure does.
Can you make it rain?
Man, man. Well, that's great. You know, those are the kind of relationships we just love building with our homeowners, that we can send them on a vacation and that they can call us and get whatever information they need about their house. So thanks for sharing that, babe. Let's see if we can bring Greg into the conversation. Mr. Greg?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Tell me what you're thinking about doing.
Well, we're changing the house color. It's a stucco home. It's like sand stucco. And the roof, the tile roof is kind of an ugly red, older, it's just ugly. I don't know how to put it. Orangish, reddish, whatever. And my wife really doesn't like it, and we can't find a good, like, earth tone color that will match it.
Okay.
And I was told that we could paint them. And I figured if there was somebody that knows whether that was a good idea or a bad idea, it would be you.
Well, I'll tell you, Greg, I'm aware of a few homes that have tried painting their concrete and clay tile. I'm aware of a few homes that have done it. I'm not aware of any homes that have done it that are happy they did. Go ahead.
I have a solution.
Okay, what is it?
An idea. And I will tell you.
Is it the Cajun Hurricane? Just spread a blue tarp over it.
Blue tarp. No. Well, they make them in silver now, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, okay. Just blue tarp it.
It's about twice, if not three times, more than paint. You may get the estimate and decide it's not worth the change. But there is this thing new to Arizona. It's a cork coating. They've been using it for years in Spain. It's real popular in Canada. It's hit Arizona about a decade ago. And you apply it just like you were applying, it looks like a drywall hopper, like you were doing orange peel drywall. And they say it sticks to everything. And you can color it any color you want. It's a cork coating, thermalcorksolutions.com. Get an estimate, look at their color palette, see if it's something. The benefit it'll do, aside from changing the aesthetic look that your wife hates, is it's another layer of insulation. So it's another insulating factor to your home. A lot of people will call us and ask us, what do you think about insulating paint? Well, paint's paper thin. There's no insulation value to paint. This cork's solution, it's a lot thicker. Cork's thermal variance, it never goes over 86 degrees, no matter what. So the top of your roof is always going to be at 86, keeping the inside of your home a little bit cooler. Maybe a solution for you, but there is no acrylic or oil-based paint we know of that you can put on a concrete tile roof. Thermal cork solutions, worth a shot.